You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs increase their income in ways that feel good to them. For decades, we've been led to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. On this show, you'll learn what it takes to create more income without sacrificing your integrity or your joy to do it. With fresh takes on sales, marketing, and other growth-focused topics, you'll be able to lead your business or team to greater success by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. If you believe in putting people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. If you're anything like me, you might have had some thoughts about consistency that are actively working against your success. And a lot of them are based on what others are doing. You see other people who send emails every week and think to yourself, if I am not going to be sending emails once a week, then I might as well not send any emails. You see someone who's selling you on the idea that posting every day on social media is the only way to grow a business, and you think to yourself, well, if I can't commit to that, then I'll never see results. Or you're told that you need to hear no's before you get a yes when you're selling, and you start to believe that if I have to make at least 100 offers just to get one yes to make a sale, I don't want to bother. That's exhausting. And that's true. But you know what isn't true? All those statements you just made to yourself in your head. In fact, every single one of them is a belief, and beliefs are powerful things. Our beliefs shape who we are. And when you believe things like this to be true, guess what? They're true for you. Meanwhile, there are others who sell similar things to you who are believing better things, who will thrive in the infinite game of business simply because of how they think. Some of the thoughts that those people are having are, every time I send an email, it's worthwhile. I can get traction with a single social media post. I only need to make one offer to get my next yes or make my next sale. Now, obviously, it's not as simple as just telling yourself more positive thoughts or believing in the possibility of what could happen. There is a strategy to create consistent results and success in your business. And I would actually venture to guess that the real reason you're not being consistent now is because these bad beliefs are very real for you. And it's hard to see what life could look like without them. I know because these things I've shared are actually things I have thought myself. I used to believe a lot of them. And when I did, my momentum was so much slower than it is today. Nothing was working because I was working too many things, so many angles. And then I would jump on social media and I would scroll through all of these other accounts, and these people just seemed to have it all figured out. And suddenly I would find myself sitting there feeling massive FOMO and thinking to myself, I have nothing figured out. I've got to copy this person. I've got to try this thing. And I'd be switching gears every 5 minutes, it seemed. And what I realized was that part of the reason nothing was working for me consistently was because I wasn't consistent. I wasn't trusting the plan. I wasn't showing up the same way those people were showing up. I was showing up trying to follow and mimic those people. And so if the same is true for you, if you find yourself in this endless loop of confusion and not seeing consistent results and feeling like you're doing a lot of things that are not paying off, this is the perfect episode for you, because there were so many times in my business when I was showing up when I felt like it and telling myself, I work best under pressure. My energy has to be just right. And then to make matters worse, I would change things up more often than I would keep them the same, while expecting consistent results. What I've learned the hard way is that our actions are going to impact our results a lot more than we think. And they probably are right now in not so great ways, because it's easy to feel productive. But are you actually working towards your goals in ways that repetitively work for you? You know you aren't when I ask you where your last 20 leads came from and you're all over the place. You're either thinking, I have no idea, Some came from Google. Some came from my website, I think. I'm not really sure. One came from a referral. I know that. But these three others might have come from a Facebook group, but they also mentioned that they read my blog. And then two of them came from Instagram, but I wasn't sure if it was stories or posts. And guess what? If you don't know, you're not being consistent. The most obvious and simple way to create more consistent success is to choose how this happens, to intentionally set up your actions to support you. So you've probably heard the term funnel before. And if you haven't, that's okay. I'm going to explain it in a second. Basically, a funnel is a process of guiding people through a predetermined set of steps to take them from becoming aware of who you are, which is step one, to considering buying what they need from you, which is step two, to deciding that they're ready to buy now, which is step three. There's also a fourth step in the buyer's journey, which is the nurturing part, but we're not even going to get into that part today. I just want you to choose one core funnel for your business, one simple way to guide people from figuring out that you exist to considering buying something from you to making a purchase. This could look like posting 3 times a week consistently on social media, inviting people to download a freebie from your website, emailing them what you promised, along with a couple of other emails and messages that build to an offer, and then sending them to a checkout page on your website. Maybe even using a unique discount code for tracking, if that's the easiest way for you to track success. It could be attending weekly networking events and inviting people that you meet there directly to schedule calls with you and then closing them on those calls. It doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to be consistent. Now, notice the specificity of what I said in these example funnels. You are posting 3 times a week. You are going to a networking event every week. Consistency is simply showing up at the same cadence regularly. It doesn't mean you have to show up every day. It doesn't mean you have to show up 10 times a day. What it means is that you're reliable to yourself and to others. This builds trust and creates momentum. And I don't want you to go create a brand new funnel. I want you to think about what you're already doing and how to tighten it up. Once you decide what your funnel is going to be, you need to start thinking with consistency. And this can feel hard, especially if you're like me and you have ADHD and you're constantly feeling inspired and full of new ideas and you get bored easily. I love to switch things up. So what helps me a lot is to follow the 80-20 rule, where 80% of my time is dedicated to those consistent actions that build my business. 20% is for play. That's for the part of your brain that is naturally curious and fun and carefree and spontaneous, and it wants to feel challenged, but it doesn't want that if it's going to negatively impact the health of your business. So I make the actions that I know will lead me to achieve my goals non-negotiable actions. I prioritize my good habits. I honor the commitments I make in my business. This does not come naturally to me, by the way. So I'm saying that for two reasons. One, so that you know that if this is not a natural skill, it's a learnable, teachable skill. So you can become good at this. The second is that I'm going to walk you through what I do in the hopes that maybe it will inspire you to create a system or a process of your own that works for you. So what I do is I create reminders throughout my day, my week, and my month. I use post-its on my laptop screen. I use notes in a planner. I color code meetings on my calendar. And at the end of every day, I reserve a block of time to reflect on my day, to close out anything that feels important, and to set up my to-dos for the following day. You might think, in listening to that, I do all those things right now. But if your results are not consistent, I want you to take another look because you've probably got room for improvement. I used to feel the same way. I was like, of course, create systems, color code your calendar. Got it. Check, 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 right? But then I was looking at my results and going, then why am I still not getting consistent results, right? It's like a diet. Yes, I know, eat less, move more. But then you look at your Fitbit at the end of the day and you haven't hit your steps and then you haven't hit your water and then you're not sleeping well. And then all these different factors that you're trying to use as a measurement for success that are helping you get to your goals, you're missing the mark, right? And those little misses add up over time. This is exactly why I created my time mapping process. It's something that I give to my clients that breaks down their usage of time based on their phase of business. And it has specific actions for each category, like sales and marketing and admin, so that they're investing the right amount of time on the right things in the right areas. This is the quickest way to make adjustments because I will look at your time. I will immediately help you align it to your appropriate buckets, and then I will see the things that are in your blind spots and match you with the resources you need to automate and delegate and cut back on the things that don't directly contribute to your results. That said, you can start to do this on your own. Just look at your calendar. Notice where your time is being invested, how long it's being invested, what results you are achieving. If you're not hitting your sales goals and you only spent 2 hours on sales last week, bump it up to 3 next week and see what changes. Or what's more likely is that you're spending too much time on administrative things. Let's say you spent 10 hours on administrative things like checking your email and responding to client inquiries and updating your website and all these little things that you can outsource. Try automating something from that list. Once I've got my actions set up to support me, then I put systems in place as a fail-safe, because that is what's going to allow my business to work with or without me. So I schedule out my content a little bit ahead of time. That way, if I'm sick or I go on vacation or I'm just not feeling up to working that day, I can still be visible and top of mind. I also have people I can call to step in and support me when I need that help. I outsource things that take me a little bit longer than I would like them to, or things that are outside of my zone of genius, like bookkeeping and social media graphics. More importantly, though, I track and evaluate my results regularly so that I don't just get into the rut of doing things out of habit or outsourcing things that don't have an ROI. I live by the mantra, do less better, and consistently look for ways to do just that. Consistent results come from consistent actions that are designed to get you those consistent results. The minute something isn't working, my goal is always to understand why, what I can do, and one immediate step I can take to change it for the better. That doesn't mean stopping that thing immediately. That doesn't mean outsourcing something right away. And it doesn't even mean getting it right away. It's just being mindful, strategic, and intentional about the things that I'm doing, how I'm doing them, how often I'm doing them, why I'm doing them, and what it is doing for me as a result. So now I want to invite you to do that calendar exercise from earlier. Notice where you've been investing your time over the past week or so. If you're thinking to yourself, well, last week was an anomaly because I was on vacation, or there were things that I didn't do because something else came up. No, that's a telltale sign that you are not consistent enough yet. That is where I would focus and fix things first. And if you were consistent, I want you to ask yourself, do my actions match up with the goals that I set for myself? Am I creating the results I expected? And what is one thing that I can do to see better outcomes this week? Even if you're already making great progress, this is going to be a helpful exercise for you. And if you do it consistently, you're well on your way to more consistent success in your business. If you found this episode helpful, hit the subscribe button. And if you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. I appreciate your honest feedback. Plus, it helps more people find this content so they can grow their businesses by putting people first too. And if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, send them to justine@justinebeauregard.com. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.